smoking and healthy life.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all the nooks and crannies in between. The biggest nook, and it's a big one, that we're talking about still is in South Carolina and what's going to happen there. There's a big anybody but Romney movement, but the movement's fallen apart. In all the latest polls that we've looked at, all the latest polls still have Romney ahead, and it seems like that lead is growing for whatever stock that you put in polls. You got to think about that for a second. I know I've said this a million times, and I'm not preaching at you, but there's a reason why politicians look at polls. There's a reason why pollsters make a ton of money, because they're paid to target what voters are thinking and to predict as accurate as they can what's going to happen in a cycle, whether it's a primary or whether it's just flat out the election, and all polls point to Mitt Romney. So now you got to look in the mirror and ask yourself, Mitt Romney, am I going to go for Mitt Romney versus the current president, or am I going to sit this one out? There are people that are saying they're going to sit this one out, that they don't care. They don't want to, they just cannot go for Mitt Romney. They don't understand how he's in this position again. So, you know, ultimately with the signs pointing there, the other opportunity would be what will happen in Florida. So not to jump ahead necessarily of South Carolina, but, you know, Romney's got the lead, and it's undeniable that no one Romney opponent is breaking out. So the non-Romney vote is split, and it has been split more than it probably ever has been. So it's being kind of botched up. If you remember, Newt Gingrich last month had a 20-point lead in South Carolina. A 20-point lead. And remember, in Iowa, I just read this, I was looking at the Wall Street Journal. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. In Iowa, he said that voters faced a choice between a Massachusetts moderate and a candidate that was born, I remember the statement, to a bold Reagan conservatism that highlighted economic movement, growth, and all that massive opportunity. So it didn't rescue him from the polling. So what happened there? Because, listen, there's no doubt. You can say what you want about Newt Gingrich, but he knows his history. He is a knowledgeable politician. He has certain traits. But what people keep that work, but people keep saying it's his ego, and he blows up on himself, and he's not playing smart politics. He's not doing it the way you have to do it. So regardless, the big news earlier in the week starting things off is the fact that John Huntsman decided to bail, that he's gone. And so now you're down to Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, who doesn't get talked about enough, frankly, for the numbers that he's shown so far, Rick Santorum, and Rick Perry. Do any of the Gingrich, Paul, Santorum, Perry, do any of those folks have a shot? Do they have a shot at winning the nominations? So South Carolinians have not completely rallied behind Romney. In his polling in just the state is about 30%. So could an alternative win there? All right, hey, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, I want to make sure I mention this. We're going to speak with a professor from Rutgers University about censorship and the Internet. I'm passionate about this subject. Michael Carrier, his name is. And Ben Fuchs also will join us. You know, we talked to Ben, my pal, the pharmacist, about alternatives to all the crap that we're eating. I don't know how to sugarcoat that. And I'm right there with you. Listen, I am so guilty of thinking good things, walking or running or doing something positive, and then just not being hungry, not eating all day, and then eating some crappy food, eating a cheeseburger or whatever, and that's just not going to get it done. And we know what the damage can ultimately be. So Ben's got some good alternatives, and it's a great conversation, you know, even about things that you can do instead of pounding yourself with prescription drugs. There's alternatives to that a lot of people are finding that they're really, really working, to be certain. So I can't wait for that conversation. All right, we mentioned, of course, what's happening in South Carolina. I think the other big story that it didn't happen in our backyard, because I'm famous for saying, yeah, well, the buzz in our backyard. But it is something that is buzzing around us, and we're all talking about it. Why? Because Americans take cruises more than anybody else. And this Italian cruise liner that just toppled over and still looking for missing people is just the saddest story. And all because the captain wanted to do a favor for a head waiter to get a little closer to land to wave to his family. You know, you have to be kidding. The captain veering toward the shore on Friday as a salute to the people in the little Tuscan island. So the giant ocean liner, basically, the Italian liner, slides, smashes the hull, and you've got worries about the fuel and what's going to happen to the fuel in the Mediterranean waters that are there for a nature reserve. Just a sad story for the people that are still missing, for the environmental risks, for the insanity of that happening in this day and age. In this day and age, to have that happen. And imagine making the calls to the families of the dead people. Of course, everybody must be broken up by what's happening. But there's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be all kinds of crazy things that will emerge as a result of the ship in Italy ending up the way it did. Just insanity. And I think people have to be rethinking the cruise thing. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you like cruises and you think, oh, well, that's like saying I'll never get in my car because however many people die each year in a car accident or walk across the street. But I don't know. I disagree. I think it is a story that we're buzzing about because we're all debating the whole idea of cruises and how those people ended up the way they did. And the answer is because of stupidity on the part of this captain who, as far as I'm concerned, he's got manslaughter charges hanging over his head, and I would think, and could end up being locked up for, you know, who knows, 20 plus years for what happened there. You can't really bring back the people that died as a result of this. All right, stay with us. As I said, much more to come. Michael Carrier next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, if you've listened to me for any length of time here in America Tonight, you know that I hate this whole idea that Congress could censor the Internet, basically. And we've got this push-pull with the government and, of course, even companies, private companies in the private sector, trying to figure out, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which websites they're going to ultimately shut down. So that's why we're thrilled to welcome to the show. This is going to be a great conversation with Michael Carrier. He's a law professor from Rutgers University. He teaches intellectual property, antitrust, and property law at that school. And he is the author, by the way, of Innovation for the 21st Century, Harnessing the Power of Intellectual Property and Antitrust Law. Trust me, this is all the things a lot of you need to know, especially entrepreneurs, people that are already involved in small businesses. I mean, so much of us are headed in that direction, I think, in the future anyway. Michael, thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
It has to be frustrating to, I mean, this is your, you know, this is in your wheelhouse. As you watch what's happening, and we'll get little tidbits and it'll be tossed around when they're actually discussing it on the Hill, talking about the possibility, and it really is censorship of the Internet. Does that make you kind of crazy?
It certainly does. It's very frustrating that the Internet has really been essential to our lives in the last decade. It's how we communicate. It's how we transact business. But the Internet, as we know it, basically could disappear, and I'm not sure if Congress really knows what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because, you know, this is it's freedom of expression, and if you don't like what you see on the Internet, it's just like television. You can go in a different direction, for goodness sake. So I don't get it. I don't understand. Well, I sort of understand, because I think the idea is to try to control or not like some of the messages that are out there. So the idea is, well, then let's stop that. Let's draw a line in the sand and decide what can be there and what can't be there. And I think that's really dangerous territory. And that, of course, could be challenged all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Sure, and it is dangerous territory because we usually, as the United States of America, talk about other countries and say, you really shouldn't censor China, you really shouldn't censor Iran. And now if we're going to jump into that same category because we're going to censor the Internet, we really don't have a leg to stand on when we talk to other countries.
Yeah, and you heard me say in the beginning, think about where we're headed as a country, how many people are starting their own businesses because they've made the leap. They were forced to, but now it's really working for them. They've made the leap. Or you have young entrepreneurs or even older entrepreneurs. It doesn't matter the age. But so much of it is vital, what happens with the Internet. I mean, the Internet now is your calling card, don't you think?
It really is. And the Internet is responsible for so many jobs across the entire country. That's one of the frustrating things here, that this legislation that's being pushed through Congress is really on behalf of Hollywood and the record labels that say that there are these rogue websites out there that are infringing copyright, and we really need this to protect jobs. But if you really want to protect jobs, look at the Internet, look at tech companies, look at small entrepreneurs like you talk about. That's where the jobs are, and that's where the threat is.
Yeah, do you personally, I hope, because there's enough people that are screaming about this, that through the power of enough voices, we won't see this actually become some sort of a law. Because if it does, when you think of what the penalties could be, or I don't know, Ed, wouldn't there be even the possibility of a arrest, do you think, depending on what the law was?
It could be. It's in the legislation that you could go to jail. All of us could go to jail for up to 5 years if we forward a site to a friend that has a link to copyrighted content.
And would you even know? You know, think about that. But now would we even know? Well, of course, we don't have that. So imagine if you were trying to cherry pick what you were sending, the way technology moves between Twitter and other social media and just what we're doing basically on our iPhones now and Androids or whatever you use. I think a lot of us would be in jail. Do you think that would happen?
Yeah, it's certainly possible that all of us that send a link to a news article or a music file or a picture, if we don't know exactly who owns every piece of copyright in that thing, and for a piece of music, for example, there are many entities that own a piece of that copyright, then we could be liable.
Yeah, and Michael, who does it? It's not just entrepreneurs. Who else does it threaten? I mean, it would threaten other companies, big companies even, advertisers, wouldn't it?
It would, and this legislation is really geared very broadly. So it's not going after the bad apples themselves, those
right.
that directly upload the copyrighted content, even those websites. So a Viacom official said there are 20 websites that are the real bad apples, the ones in which all the infringement is taking place. The legislation is not just going after them. Instead, it's going after everybody else, including those who would, quote, enable or facilitate copyright infringement. And that includes a search engine, because on a search engine, you could do a search for a copyrighted work. Also, credit card companies, because they would play a role in financing. Advertisers, because they would play a role. So the net really stretches really broadly here.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem, the broadness of it. I mean, there's no way to narrow that down. Like you mentioned, Viacom saying 20 websites. That's not what's going to happen, though, and it's not the bad apples. Ultimately, it's a wide net. It would affect a lot of people, and it'd be very, very confusing and, frankly, hard to enforce, too, because who's going to enforce this? We're already having problems with police officers on task force because we don't have enough money to pay the police officers. So
right.
You'd have to create, and they do have them. There are police who cruise, of course, the Internet for child molesters and that kind of thing. But that's sex crimes division. Can you imagine if now you'd have to look for money to try to enforce that? I think it'd be a nightmare, don't you?
Sure. So the Department of Homeland Security, I would think, has other things to worry about other than seeing if someone sends a copyrighted work through the Internet. Nonetheless, the Department of Homeland Security will play a role here, as will private forces. So, again, Hollywood and copyright holders who don't like anything out there could say to the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, hey, look at this, go after that bad apple, and they might spend some limited resources doing that.
Yeah, crazy. Tell us about your book. The title, I like the title, Innovation for the 21st Century. And you're talking about harnessing the power of intellectual property and antitrust law. Give us the cliff notes on what we would find in the book.
The cliff notes are that innovation is crucial to the U.S. economy. Our economy is getting a little better, but it really has far to go, and I say that innovation is really needed. The problem, though, is that the law actually is hurting innovation, even the laws that are supposed to help. So we've been talking about copyright law, but even patent law, which deals with inventions, antitrust law, which deals with competition. When you look at these laws, a lot of times they're pointing in the wrong direction. So I walk through those laws, I explain what the problems are, and then I say, here are some solutions. Here's what we could do so we get more innovation.
Oh, yeah, because this probably what I'm going to jump in and assume part of it is the logjam, that it takes a long time, that there's a lot of red tape. Isn't there a lot of red tape involved in some of those areas you're mentioning?
Sure, there's red tape, and there's also a lack of understanding. And so what happens, think of what we've talked about in terms of censorship and rogue copyright websites, the party with the megaphone yells the loudest. And when it's often the party that greases the lobbyist pockets, then it's really hard to counteract that. And as you mentioned early in the interview, we're starting to push back, and maybe Congress is starting to hear some of us complaining, but really what I'm trying to do here is raise awareness of these important issues that sometimes get swept under the rug.
Yeah. I mentioned at the top that you're a law professor at Rutgers, and your specialty is intellectual property and, of course, the antitrust laws. So when you delved into this area, how come this became your baby? Because everybody narrows, of course, when they go into law. What was it that intrigued you about this area of the law?
What intrigued me was that intellectual property and antitrust work very interesting together. And I don't want to get too technical, but basically for the past 100 years, most people and most courts thought that the two laws were in conflict. Basically, intellectual property, like a patent or copyright, gives its owner a right to exclude. And the thought is, if I give you a right to exclude, then you'll invent, and that's a good thing. The problem, though, is if I use that right to exclude to hurt a competitor, that might not be good for the market. So antitrust would say, hold on, we don't like what you're doing. And so the IP laws and the antitrust laws generally conflict, but I thought in the 21st century, let's take a fresh look at them and let's see that the laws actually both want to get more innovation and they can help each other in reaching that goal.
Yeah, boy, that would be great. I told somebody I was going to have you on, and they just had a funny trivia question, and who knows what the answer to this is. And I was thinking about it. Wow, if you go way back, how many patents do you think there are in the United States? Hundreds of thousands, right?
Yes, and they're growing by leaps and bounds. And that's another issue in which you look at what's going on with smartphones, for example, today, and business method patents. There used to not be so many patents, and not so many patents in one individual product, but now there are so many thousands of patents out there, and it's such a minefield in certain industries that we see a bunch of problems there as well.
Yeah. Michael Carrier, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight. Can we have you back on sometime?
Definitely. I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah, this was fun. The Internet, Congress, you know they're going to keep going after this, trying to censor the Internet. Thanks, Michael. We'll talk to you again in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Funny in my mind, though, I believe I'm fixing to die. Feeling funny in my mind, though, I believe I'm fixing to die. Well, I don't mind.
So by now you've heard us talk about Power Foods here on America Tonight, and you know that I've been taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and it's amazing what it's done for me. I drag it around with me everywhere. People are always asking me, what is that in my bottle? Just because it looks a different color. It looks like it could be Kool-Aid or something else. Actually, it looks like OJ, I guess. And it has been just a miracle worker for me, giving me more energy and, of course, lopping off the pounds, helping me do that, along with eating some of the power foods and a couple of other things that pharmacist Ben Fuchs, my pal, has taught me. And that's what I always emphasize at the start. You know, I'm not really paid to endorse this, but I want to talk about it because I feel so excited about it, and I feel that it's really made a huge difference in my life, all because I took a walk in New York City of all places with pharmacist Ben. That's where we bumped into each other. Ben, how are you, my friend?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I mean, seriously, that's the deal now with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's like a kid with a pacifier, I think, for me.
I love that. You know, that's funny you say that, because one of the signs of a lack of nutrition is anxiety and jitteriness and nervousness and sort of sense of disquiet. And when you give yourself nutrition, especially B vitamins, really, you get this kind of relaxing sort of peaceful sensation. So it's not just a physical benefit that you get. There's also emotional benefits and there's mental benefits to good nutrition. It's complete all around. It has many advantages, multifaceted advantages, not just physical advantages.
Do you notice that people, because that was my thing, I was luckily, knock on wood, healthy, and you caught me in time, but I had never taken vitamins, and we say this all the time, we joke about it, but it's really not funny. I had just taken Flintstone vitamins. I remember as a kid taking those, and I just never took vitamins. I sometimes I would be really thin, or I'd be medium, or I'd have a Buddha belly, but then I'd go back down again. But I was managing everything, and I felt healthy. And then I realized, ooh, I'm not healthy. I'm missing minerals. When I would talk to people, I didn't meet anyone who didn't take something.
Well, you know, there's a couple points that you raise. Number one is we think we're healthy, and then all of a sudden we have a heart attack, or we get diabetes, or psoriasis shows up, or all of a sudden our muscles don't feel so good. And really, and we think, oh, my God, I was fine all of a sudden, and the fibromyalgia fairy just drops fibromyalgia dust on me out of the middle of nowhere, and I was just minding my own business. We don't realize that disease builds up very slowly. And it's like the old story of how you cook a frog. You raise, you put the frog in the water, and if you put the heat up too high, he jumps out. But if you put the heat up very gradually, he doesn't notice anything, and he just cooks. And that's kind of the way disease shows up. We walk around thinking that we're really healthy and there's nothing wrong, and then all of a sudden, boom, we have a heart attack, or boom, some health crisis shows up. And in our mind, it just showed up all of a sudden. But what really happened is while we were going about our business thinking that we were okay, thinking that we were healthy, the body was gradually and subtly breaking down the same way that the water, if you turn it up very slowly, it gets hot at a very slow pace. The frog doesn't realize that he's cooking. We don't realize that we're cooking because it happens on a very gradual pace that we get used to. And so we all need nutritional supplementation even if we think we're healthy. When I talk to people and I ask them about, for example, their digestive system, and they tell me everything's okay, I don't take that answer as being correct, because I know that we become used to our physical problems. They happen so slowly and so subtly, and the body is so powerful and so resilient, we just don't notice it until it's too late. So you want to catch it, Kate, while you think you're healthy.
Right.
That's when you want to catch the disease process, while you think you're healthy, because if you're like most people, your body is breaking down at an accelerated rate, and you just don't know it.
It has to be frustrating for you, honestly, because we've said this before, but it's worth reiterating this. You know, you were a different career path even. You were a journalism major, right, at Syracuse.
I was a journalist, that's right. And I have a degree in broadcast journalism. I actually wrote advertising for a while, which gives me a really unique vantage point on the messaging that's coming through around prescription drugs and the messaging that comes through around healthcare products and skincare products. There is so much deceit in the world of health that it really, number one, it makes me angry. But number two, it makes me want to stand up on the rooftop and scream what I know to be true from an experiential level, that when you start yourself on a nutritional supplement program, the results are so astounding and so unbelievable that you will never again want to take a prescription drug, and you will never again simply trust what the medical paradigm or its representatives tells you.
And it's just that we're programmed to think that, right? That you talk to somebody, oh, take an Ambien, take this, take that. I mean, I'll give you a great example. I never get heartburn, but for some reason I had heartburn one day. And it was my father-in-law who said, oh, some apple vinegar in water. Stir that up, put it in, you know, some water. And I was like, are you kidding me? I am not lying. It was gone in 10 minutes.
Yeah. And you know what? Most people get their heartburn advice from Larry the Cable Guy. No, I'm kidding about that. But I just saw Larry the Cable Guy on TV doing a commercial for some heartburn medicine. I thought, is that what healthcare has evolved to, where Larry the Cable Guy is our healthcare guru?
Yeah, but
that's what happens. We get these celebrity endorsements, Kate. We get these direct-to-consumer advertising where you see these smiley, happy people taking their psoriasis medicine, and they don't tell you that it's a biology modulator that screws around with your immune system and suppresses it in order to get rid of your psoriasis. They just show you how happy everybody is when they take Enbrel. In other words, The commercial for Enbrel, which is one of the nastiest immune suppressant drugs there are, it's an anti-psoriasis medicine for those of you who don't know. The commercial says, enjoy, enthusiasm, Enbrel. That's the commercial. And I watched it, and it's like classic subliminal hypnotic techniques. They put a big N-E-N, enthusiasm, enjoy, Enbrel. So they create this link between enthusiasm and enjoyment and a nasty prescription drug. And while from a rational standpoint we say, well, that's baloney, I'll never fall for it, you get this messaging over and over and over again. It's estimated people watch 16 hours of direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical advertising a year, 16 hours of this messaging over and over and over again. Oh, you're sick? Just take this prescription drug. And, you know, at the end of a commercial for these prescription drugs, what do you hear? There's somebody reading the nastiest side effects you could ever want. For like 10, 15 seconds, just straight nasty side effects. And I told you the story how in pharmacy school we watched a movie about a brand new class of prescription drugs that was supposed to revolutionize the antihypertensive business. And the first 15 minutes of the movie was how great the drug was. The last 45 minutes of the movie was some lady reading the side effects of the drug and reading them rapidly. And that's the kind of situation we have where the alternative is nutrition. How did this happen, Kate? You tell me.
I don't know.
And health become the alternative, and the conventional medicine, the accepted medicine, the standard operating procedure is prescription drugs. And it's a hard sell. People look at you like you're crazy if you tell them about nutritional supplements or you tell them about eating correctly. They look at you like you're the whack job. And the prescription drugs that completely shut down the immune system or suppress the acid production system or suppress the inflammatory system, that's the normal way to treat disease.
It makes no sense. It doesn't. You're right. It's backwards. It's backwards because you would think it would be the opposite, that, oh, this is the absolute last choice we have, the last resort.
Right.
But, you know, here, and we're answering our own question. If you were to weigh both things, we know what's the answer behind door number one, prescription drugs, big money, big pharma.
That's right. Show me the money, man. You know, any good journalist will tell you, follow the money. Figure something out, follow the money. And that's exactly right. Why do you think pharmaceutical companies are spending billions and billions and billions in the tens and hundreds of billions on commercials to sell their products? They are branding their products the way, with the same techniques that cereal manufacturers brand their cereals for little children, or hamburger restaurants brand their particular deluxe hamburgers. They're branding prescription drugs so you feel like your prescription drug is your personal remedy, and you go to the doctor asking for the prescription drug by brand name. You know, in this direct consumer advertising model of pushing pharmaceuticals started, it was 30 or 40 years ago, I think it was the late 70s, the early 80s, there was a scandal around it because people thought, well, these are medicines. They shouldn't be branded. They shouldn't be advertised the way we advertise hamburgers and the way we advertise cars. Today, we've become used to it, but to this day, the United States is the only country the only Western industrialized country that allows these commercials to be presented to consumers in a kind of very, very sophisticated marketing techniques, the same sophisticated marketing techniques that have been finely honed on other products. Prescription drugs have become a commodity. And that's a serious problem, especially when you consider the fact that one of the leading causes of death in this country is prescription drugs. And I'm not talking about taking that overdose. I'm talking about taken as directed. But we've come to believe that the prescription drugs are our friends, and you enjoy Enbrel, and it gives you more enthusiasm.
And yeah, it's
smiley, happy people. One of my favorites is a commercial with the fireman taking his anti-cholesterol medicine. They show you these rugged, tough guys, and they're all taking anti-cholesterol medicine, and that's what there's this link that the viewer is induced to make between health and happiness and joy and a prescription drug. And let me tell you something, that is the finest marketing that was ever created, for them to be able to take a prescription drug and make it into some kind of magical remedy when in essence it's nothing more than a poison, a biological poison. It's marketing expertise of the highest degree.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. This is fascinating stuff. We want to continue with my pal pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Ben, can you hang through with us?
Love to.
All right, hang on. More about power foods and some other things as well with Ben next on America Tonight.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, we're back with pharmacist Ben, my friend, who, by the way, also has a show on the GCN network. Plug your show.
The Bright Side. It's on every day, 8 to 9 Pacific time, 10 to 11 Central time, on, I believe, Channel 2 on the GCN network. And we talk about all of these ideas. And the show's called The Bright Side because it's the good news about health and healing that says that human body is a healing system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. Every time you cut yourself, you don't have to think about healing that cut. That cut heals on its own, and the same thing happens inside the body as long as it has the raw materials to do its work and you're not offending it with the wrong – I'm sorry, has the right materials to do its work and you're not offending it with the wrong material.
All right. So good. So pay attention to Ben because they can call in too. They can send you emails and all that stuff.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's on every day.
All right. Terrific. I think the more we get the word out, the better. Okay, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I want to say that, and I mentioned this at the top, that I'm taking it, that it's wonderful, it tastes great, it's worked, it's great, it's changed my life because I'm starting to, more than anything, I feel different. I feel like I have more energy, even on those days where, unfortunately, I can't get the normal amount of sleep that I really would like to get because I'm traveling or something happens or we're taking the show on the road to New Hampshire in the primaries or wherever. But it's really, really something. It's really amazing, and it has changed my life, and I can't wait to see where I am even 6 months from now. And people have asked me, okay, how can I get it? We'll go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. Ben's been talking about it. It's basically all those supplements that I hadn't had for such a long time. It's almost like in a way, it was, you know, like when you're a kid and you take the Smarties, and I wasn't a candy eater, but you know, you get that jolt from Smarties or something you put in your mouth.
Right. Same
well,
like nutrition.
Yeah, it's almost like that with this nutrition at first. It was like, wow, this is pretty cool. It was like a weird, good buzz for me or something.
Well, that's one of the most typical comments that people have when they start the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is that they get that kind of buzz. They have more energy during the day. And it's not so much a statement about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as much as a statement of how deficient we are and how beautiful the body is in the sense that the more deficient you are, the faster you absorb nutrients. And to me, that is one of the greatest gifts that the human body gives us is the sicker it is, the more deficient it is, the faster it heals and the faster it utilizes nutrients. In the same way that a dry sponge sucks up more water than a wet sponge, a deficient body sucks up more nutrients than even a body that's already got everything that it needs. So when you start to take, for most people, because they're so deficient, when you start to take in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, when you drink it down, for most people, you notice a jolt, you notice results, you notice energy, you notice you don't need as much sleep, you notice you're not as hungry as much. And to me, that's one of the greatest things is you're not as hungry. And for people who are worried about the cost of these things, one of the things you'll notice over time is you're not spending as much money on food. You're not feeling like you're hungry all the time. So not only is it something that it's going to end up saving your life and reducing your risk of horrible diseases in the long run, not only are you going to look better, not only are you going to feel better, but you're actually going to save money in the long haul because you're not going to be eating as much food and you're not going to be a slave to food as well. Because that's one of the big things, Kate, is the food costs money, but the slavery, the compulsion that we have to eating. And I know what it is because when I miss my nutrients, if I'm traveling, I feel that compulsion in 1 or 2 days. I'm feeling like I got to go get food. I'm feeling compelled to go to the supermarket. And I know other people, if they're having supplements, must be feeling that all the time.
Oh, yeah, I agree. There's something about it. You know, it's that old thing, what's for dinner, what's for dinner, what's for dinner? 3 o'clock, what's for dinner, what's for dinner?
Right.
That's not good. I mean, something's wrong with that because your mind is just trained to that. And it's the fast food thing, too. Even in my case, it wasn't that I was eating so much. It was that I was eating so crappy. I would be busy, not eat, and then it'd be 4 o'clock, and I would eat a hamburger.
Well, you know why they call it fast food, right, Kate? Did I tell you this?
No.
The reason they call it fast food is not because they make it fast, but because you have to eat it fast. Because if you ate it slow, you would never eat it. If you chewed that hamburger and felt the gristle in your mouth and all the little pieces, you would never eat. You ever look at your McDonald's hamburger? If you ever open it up and look at it?
No.
There's something very unappetizing about it. So that's why they call it fast food, is you got to wolf it down, because if you paid any attention, even the slightest bit of attention, you would never eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. So let's talk about power foods. I got a note here from Alvin, who listens to us on WVMT in our great affiliate in Burlington, Vermont, and he heard us talking about power foods now for a while. Almost every time I have you on, I ask you to tell me about some power foods, and he wanted you to list something. He said he heard you talk about sauerkraut. He was excited because he likes sauerkraut. I do, too. I like sauerkraut, but you've told us a whole bunch of other things as well.
Well, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to save them, so I want to dole them out.
Well, you got to tell us at least one or two.
Well, I'll give you one of the main general concepts with power foods. Always mix oil and salt together and look for foods that have a high oil content. But it has to be a good oil. You want unprocessed oil. So olives. And olives and salt are tremendous, and avocados are tremendous. Any kind of high fat food is going to be very powerful, but especially if you add salt, because the combination of fats and salt creates this almost like electrical current between the fats. Fats and salts both have high electrical energy. When you put them together, you get a biological electrical current that's extremely satisfying. In fact, if you just take two avocados and mix them with a little bit of, maybe some olives. What I like to do is go to the olive bar. I don't know if you've ever seen an olive bar. Whole Foods or something, right? So I just get a whole bunch of olives at the olive bar, different olives, and then I put them in a little plastic tub, and then I slice up some avocados, and I mix them together, and then I throw in a little bit of spices and a little bit of sea salt. And let me tell you, two avocados and a bunch of olives and sea salt and spices, unbelievably satisfying. And if you really, really, really want to go all out, or if you're an athlete, or you just got to work out, throw in a little bit of lox, salmon, smoked salmon, or smoked whitefish. Where you just take a little bit of the whitefish off, you spice up a little bit of lox, and you can even buy lox pieces. They're cheap. Sometimes they'll sell you the ends of the lox, and you get it for like $7 or $8 a pound. These little lox slices, and you can sprinkle them in with your avocado and your olives. And let me tell you something. It's about 300 calories a serving. And for that 300 calories, you get a meal that is so satisfying, you're not going to want to eat for 4 or 5 hours. And if you do it a few times during the day, that's all you need. Throw in a little bit of veggies, a little bit of water veggies, and it's unbelievably delicious and it's unbelievably satisfying. Always combine vegetables, fats, and salt and spices. And the combination with vegetables, fats, salt, and spices is extremely filling. And if you sprinkle in fish protein, a little bit of fish protein in there, it makes it even more satisfying.
Well, that's good stuff. It's worth talking about this because we haven't talked about this in a while, but it goes to what you're saying with power foods. It's satiety points.
Satiety.
Satisfying. Satiety. Explain satiety points.
I don't like being unsatisfied. You like being unsatisfied?
No.
I hate that feeling of being unsatisfied. Life is about being satisfied. And so I'm always looking for satisfaction. I'm always looking to how can I fill up? How can I be satisfied? Let me tell you something. When you hit satisfaction buttons in your brain using oils, using salts, using proteins, you simply don't want to eat. Because if you have to fight the compulsion to eat, when your brain is telling you to eat, it is a useless task and you will lose every time. But if you hit that off button, if you hit that satisfaction button, you'll be able to withstand even the tastiest, most addictive food substance, your favorite food in the world, pizza, hamburgers, potato chips, candy, cake. If you have that satisfaction button hit, if you turn that satisfaction button off, that candy, that cake, that pizza is just not going to look good to you, and that's the situation you want to have. You want to get to the point where it doesn't look good to you, because I don't have any willpower and I hate the idea of willpower. I know we've said that many times before.
Yeah.
It bears repeating. If you have to use willpower to direct yourself away from the table or from the buffet in front of you, unless you're a Green Beret or unless you're a Zen monk, there's no way you're going to be able to withstand that. But if you hit the satisfaction button, you hit the off button, it's going to be easy. And life, Kate, in my opinion, life's supposed to be easy.
I agree. It shouldn't be that struggle or the fear that, okay, that we're going to get old and we're going to fall apart because that's what happens, and then we're going to get pills to hopefully keep us together so that's how we can enjoy our older ages.
Well, have you had the struggle? I mean, you've lost
no.
20, 30 pounds. Have you had the struggle? Have you found any struggle in there?
No.
Exactly.
No. Just in the beginning, getting used to that, but only because it was different, but it was exciting. And the leap was not great at all because I just, I felt satisfied. You're right. That's the key. The key is the satisfaction.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you have to feel that. I agree with you. The baloney on the willpower. People say that all the time. You hear about all these diets,
right.
All these things. I don't agree with that, because if we're living on willpower, we're in trouble. What happens when the willpower just completely
right.
leaves you?
Right, you're a little bit weak.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. If you can have willpower, if you put every ounce of your psychic mental energy into it, you might be able to withstand it. But as soon as that bill comes in or the IRS calls you up or your ex-wife starts yelling at you, whatever
that's
it is, that's willpower is gone. You're going to be going for the chocolate, right?
Yeah, and that's the problem.
You don't want to have to rely on willpower.
No, absolutely not. This is a perfect place to end this. Ben, as always, this was terrific information. I hope people really absorb this, and we'll talk to you again next week here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.